What a difference one season can make. And that's exactly what the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team felt after their 12-15 season, coming off of 5-21 in 2018-19. Under new head coach Scott Adam, and the Raiders put it together around the midway point of the season and were one of the most formidable teams in the South Metro. Coach Adam joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday for a season recap interview, and he tells fans this season was just a ton of fun.
It sure was. You know, those first few weeks, even that first month, I mean, I had so much learning to do as to what skills the kids have. And it's one thing to do things well in practice, but it's a whole other thing to get that production out of kids when the competitiveness is in, or it's the final minutes of a game. And, you know, in our first couple games, we had chances to win games and just kind of came up short. That's to where more veteran teams, coaching staff, program philosophies, you know, got the better of us. After a month in those first 6-8 games, and we made it to the holiday tournament and got our butts kicked, but learned a ton, and were able to start really putting in things that just highlighted kids' strengths, got them into comfort zones while still challenging them outside of comfort zones. And it's so much fun to see kids grow as individuals, but yet as a team. And basketball, along with other sports, but basketball specifically, you have to have 5 kids that are constantly on the floor and kids coming from the bench, and they got to gel together. It was so much fun to help the kids navigate that, and to have them work in unison and towards a common goal and using each other's strengths on the floor. You know, it just takes time to kind of get that. And along with having the kids welcome me in and be able to trust me and to be able to take things from the whiteboard to the hardwood. And it just takes time to develop those relationships and that trust, and, you know, getting our film sessions going and being able to take things away from that. And it's a big process that within the first year, you've got to dabble in everything before you know what you kind of are getting good at, what your weaknesses are, what you need more effort in. And yeah, it was a blast. I had so much fun this season.
I asked Coach Adam and where he felt that turning point in the season really was.
You know, honestly, the first step of that came really early, and it was our third or fourth game against St. Croix Lutheran, and we were at their place. You were covering for us live on the radio, and it was a game to where we just didn't have that go-get-em attitude and effort. We weren't getting 50-50 balls, and, you know, I said to Coach McGinnis as we were going into the locker room after the game, and I said, you got to be ready to play good cop here because I'm going to get after him. And I went into the locker room, and I grilled him and really challenged their purpose and being energy givers instead of takers, and really had to get on them there. And we were still in search of our first win. And after that meeting, it was a Friday. It was hard to leave them on Friday after getting after them. But then we came back to a Monday practice. Energy was great. Kids were stepping up. And then we had a Tuesday game, I believe, against Hudson. And great program in Hudson. And we came out, beat them by 25 or 30. And they just responded really, really well to making the season what we wanted it to. I said, girls, we're coming off a 5-win season. Everyone would understand if we have 5 or 6 wins and we can chalk it up as that. But I know that you guys can put together much better effort. You guys can game plan better. You can go out there and produce what we need. And really from there, I mean, we had a couple wins. We beat Hudson, beat Egan back-to-back, went into the holiday tournament against really good programs. Our non-conference schedule was really tough, but we were in most of those games and learning every game. And really what the kids just needed was someone to step up and say, I believe in you guys. I know what you can do. I believe in everything that you guys stand for, but we need to put it together. We need to create that common understanding of what that is and what that expectation is going to be. And then every day from that, you could just see it in every practice, in every game. The kids were getting better. They were reflecting. They were being accountable for their learning on the hardwood. They were conversating with each other, even on water breaks, about the game and X's and O's. And yeah, it took a couple butt whoopings to kind of realize that, hey, if we want to do special things, we have to train in a special way.
The 3 Raiders seniors that they have to say goodbye to are some of the best people you could ask for, both on and off the floor. Of course, one of the best players ever to wear a Hastings uniform in Mallory Brake, the steady guard play and leadership from Brianna Amundsen, and the hard-nosed physical play of Emily Bisco. Even though it was only 3, they were Coach Adaman's first group and will always be missed.
I couldn't be more thankful for them. Bree Amundsen, Mel Brake, Emily Bisco. They really helped me instill a lot of the culture that I wanted to. And as coaches know, it's one thing to have a vision of what that culture is going to look like. It's a whole nother piece of the pie to have the kids to help you implement that, because without their help, without their beliefs in it, it really won't go much further than the drawing board. And so I owe a lot of what we were able to do both on and off the floor to those three girls, as they're helping extend their legacy through the program, as they're helping me kind of create that foundation for our younger kids. And I know that we wouldn't have had the wins without them that we did this year. I also know that we wouldn't have had the building blocks and the structure to continue to have a successful program in the future without them. They are amazing kids. I'm going to miss them so much, and I'm going to miss them twice as much as the people that they are in their work ethic and their habits than I will as basketball players, because that's really what it's all about. It's about learning things on the basketball floor, the team environment, that are going to help you be an awesome person in the real world that has the skills to battle adversity, and that's what those kids have, and they helped share that with a lot of other kids this year, and it was phenomenal. I am so thankful for them.
Coach Hanneman is looking forward to seeing what the girls do in the off season in preparation for coming back next November.
Yeah, I mean, playing together is going to be a huge thing. We have a couple girls who do the AAU system, and I participated in that myself in high school, and it's a great experience. You learn a lot from a lot of different people, from other players, from different coaches, coaching schemes, and there is a lot of value in that, especially to the kids who need exposure, wanting to make it to the next level and play at a secondary level. But for us, playing together as a unit, as a team, going through those experiences that you get in games and in practices, workouts, that those kinds of things, building the camaraderie, working with each other, you know, whether it's two-man game or three-man games, to just build that cohesion. And that's something that it was obvious that was not a point of strength for us this year, as the girls have gone through three different coaches in the last couple years. There's been a lot of turnover. There's been a lot of different systems. And so really what we need is girls playing within the system that we've instilled this year. And of course that will change with as we're losing kids, gaining kids. But to be able to really build our core, our nucleus of what Hastings basketball is, and it's not just something that can be on paper. It has to come through experiences. It has to come through workouts. It has to come through kids putting in the work to be ready to go when the season starts.
That was head Hastings girls basketball coach Scott Hanneman after his first year as head coach, finishing the season at 12-15 overall.